Hey guys, it's Heather from The Uncensored Woman. I just wanted to hop on here real quick and give you guys a little bit of a preview of what we are going to be talking about in the coming episode tomorrow. I am currently working on a script. Excuse my children screaming in the background. This is not an actual episode, and I figured I needed to take a break from talking about my own life for a couple of days. But this is actually a very sad story. We are going to be talking about Dre McCrae, and it's awful. It's traumatic, and so that is the reason I did want to put this preview out first. We are going to be talking about so much, and I just want you to know that there are going to be a lot of trigger warnings in that episode. Substance abuse warnings, mental health warnings, suicide warnings, all those triggers are going to be in there. So I want you to be very, very careful when you go into that episode. Please, if those type of things trigger you, do not listen to the episode. It is not worth it. And that's why I wanted to separate the episodes because I know some of my audience does struggle immensely with those topics, and I don't, I want to push anybody off the edge, basically. But for a backstory, I had never heard of Dre McCrae until the last couple of months. I believe I've seen a video about her on CeCe Soares's YouTube channel, pertaining to her being a part of a paparazzi. And if you don't know who CeCe Soares is, she is an anti-MLM content creator. And if you don't know about me, I am very much anti-MLM as well. I believe those companies are very predatory. It's been proven that most people that join MLMs will never make any money, and most people that do join MLMs, Lord have mercy, I can't speak, are women, and women that have spouses off in the military or single mothers or companies like It Works and stuff like that prey on women that might be bigger, that they think they can get in easier because it has the weight loss factor, and it's just disgusting. Well, Dre McCrae was a part of Paparazzi, and if you don't know what Paparazzi is, it is a jewelry company. Basically, every piece is like $5. Not very cute jewelry, if I might add, and it's supposedly very, very toxic jewelry as well. The lead levels in the jewelry are very high. So it's not even safe, in my opinion. But it was a very, very big figure for Paparazzi, and she was one of the uppers that actually did make money. Okay. And she made a lot of it because she acquired a huge following doing makeup looks and stuff like that. I think her biggest platform to this day is still on Facebook. But anyways, the reason she's a topic of discussion now is because her husband is currently, I don't, trigger warning, if your mental health is off, I am going to preview this. Please skip out of this right now because I want to hurt anyone saying this. So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to hop off here because I am going to preview this little part because it is a big part of why I'm talking about it. Okay, so her husband tried to take his life. And she found him hanging in the shed and tried to get him down. And when she couldn't pull him down herself, she took a knife off of him, cut him down, called the police, whatever. And he has no brain activity or anything. And I believe on 5/27, which happens to also be my birthday, he was supposed to be pulled off of life support, but I believe at this point she doesn't want to pull him off life support. Now, listen, there is a lot of speculation going around that, she's abusive and she is keeping him around lifeless to abuse him more. And, the thing is, I didn't live with him. I don't know that, and I'm not going to speak that. We can go over all the speculation, but I'm definitely not going to confirm that, okay? I think it is very sad, and if he doesn't have brain activity, just let him be free. That is the one thing that I will say. It is very sad. They had a son together, and it's heartbreaking. It's hard for me to go through this and script this out just because, you guys know I deal with mental health issues, and I about what was it now? 7 years ago, I attempted, and so it's horrible. Also, these well, her particularly, we'll speak on Dre. She turned into like this all natural person. She thought that, for instance, if you dip your finger in cayenne pepper and put it under somebody's tongue that's having a stroke or massive heart attack, that saves their lives. You don't need anything else. Also, her husband and her kids suffered from epilepsy and seizures, and she once did a Facebook Live where her husband had 8 seizures during that live, and she refused to take him to the hospital because they didn't believe in medical treatment. They were Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but she made him get off his meds and stuff because it wasn't natural. Which is sickening to me, you guys. And then the dangers of kratom. She's on live taking spoonfuls at a time. And over the years, you can see her deteriorating. She was definitely addicted to the kratom, in my personal opinion. And the saddest part about it all, and the part that really made me sick to my stomach, she was giving her kids kratom. And if you don't know much about kratom, it's in the same family with like coffee, but it also has like opioid properties to it. Okay, so it binds to those receptors, and people can get addicted to it, especially those with prior substance use history, abuse history. If you all don't know, Kratom almost killed me. It almost ruined my life. So I am very much against Kratom. I know it does work for some people, but for a lot of people, it has ruined their lives, and I just don't think it's very healthy. On top of that, she was using her large platform, to sell it for a specific company, and she was getting a kickback for that. For all those cells. So there's just a lot that goes into this woman. Like I said, I'm still working on the script. I will have the episode up by tomorrow night. We will have so much to talk about. But please, guys, take the trigger warnings very, very seriously. I beg of you, because it is going to be a dark episode, and we're going to talk about a lot of triggering things. So yeah, it's wild. It's definitely a wild ride. But like I said, that episode will be up tomorrow night, and we will talk then. I hope you all are having a great Friday, and I hope you all enjoy your weekend, and I will talk to you guys very soon. Bye.